Mitzvah Tefillin Lechaver in Siman Lamed Zayin says Mitzvah Tefillin started. God is Schar Mitzvah Tefillin. The Schar Mitzvah Tefillin is God. The Mishmur brings down. Kol Menichem Marach Yom Bel Maze. Whoever puts on Tefillin, the Gemara Menachas Staff Mem Gimel says, "You Marach Yom Bel Maze." Muftach Loishu Ben Amahaba. Inish Kshagam Shelopai. Gemara says very sharp for the shining. Somebody puts on tefillin. It's good for Chas Yamin. It's a great zach. The mitzvah tefillin. The lashon Rosh Simun Chavches in Hilchos Tefillin. He says Ein lecha mitzvah gadol v'kadosh k'may mitzvah tefillin. One of that counts. Yeah. Ein lecha mitzvah gadol v'kadosh k'may mitzvah tefillin. And mitzvah tefillin is of the most kadosh thing of mitzvahs in the world. Now, one of the halachas before we get to how you put on tefillin, which is about that some kashrus of tefillin, in terms of checking your tefillin, many people, I mean, Muncie, there's a store called Tuvia's. Somebody once came in selling like cheap pairs of tefillin. When they opened up, the tefillin ended up in the skull. Instead of having parshas, there was bazooka jokes. Bazooka chewing gum, they sell it to you guys? There's some jokes instead of the parshas. So you have to be careful when you buy a tefillin, where you're getting it from. You have to make sure it's kosher. So if you never ever got your tefillin checked, it's glad to get it checked, because you never know who, what, and where, and how they were made. Once you got a check, if you got a check and you know that they have a chesed kashrus and they're good, then it's not good that you check it too often, because if you check your tefillin too often, so it gets ruined. You have to have it. There are a lot of things in tefillin. If you keep on opening up and closing it, it'll get ruined. So I wonder, if you never got a check, it's good that you get a check and make sure somebody knows what they're talking about. Make sure they're mahodah, make sure they're good. But once you get a check, afterwards you could go with chesed kashrus, and it's not good that you to check too long. Now, just a couple of halachas which people might not know in terms of etzim, to what to look for on your tefillin to see if there are any problems. There's one thing about the tefillin: the ritzuis of the tefillin, the shachris, that has to be black, is lachem shemisina. Now, how black does it have to be? How much of it has to be black? So the Be'er Halacha is noted to say that the whole tefillin, the whole ritzuis, have to be black, all the way down. Now, a lot of times, they start when you buy it from originally, when you buy mitzvah, they were black. But over time, you know, every couple of years you buy a new suit, right? Once a year, twice a year, whatever it is. Every couple of years, every once in a while you change the ritzuris. Because after a while, the ritzuris, the black starts peeling off, and the black peels off, there's something that they're not yotze. So you should pay attention to it. Make sure that the ritzuris are black all the way down, all around is black. You should make sure they're black, and you should pay attention to it. So the black on both sides like this. So the black on both sides is really a new thing which came recently. A couple of years ago, it came out. Originally, when it came out, they're marketing it as a sheet that's a Rambam, which holds that it has to be black on both sides. The sheet that's Rishayim, the Rambam, most sheet is home. Not like that, it's sheet that's a Rambam. And when they went around to Gedolei Yisrael, told them that they want to make it black and black. Why? In order to get sheet that's a Rambam. So all the Gedolei Yisrael said that L'maisa, till now no one ever did it, and make a taste and make of a new thing, which no one in Klai Yisrael ever did, and therefore you shouldn't do it. What? Right. So then they came out with a different eyefold. Now L'maisa, you do gain the fact that if you have black and black, it's black all the way through, that it always stays black. You know, even if the paint peels off, if the thing is totally black all the way through, so you never have any other problems. And that Gedolei Yisrael asking too. So Maisa, out of that mile it is Kedai. To get the black and black, if you get the black and black, then you don't have to pay attention to your tzuris to make sure they stay black. So out of that, Maisa, it would be Kedai. But if you don't have the black and black, if you have the black and white, most people have black and white. What do you guys have? Black and black? How many guys have black and black? What? Okay. If you don't have the black and black, then you have to make sure to pay attention to make sure that it stays black and it doesn't peel off. If it does peel off, so you just take some tefillin paint and you just paint it. Now, when you paint it, you have to make sure to say l'shem it's tefillin, because the shema is ma'akiv. So when you paint, you have to make sure to say l'shem it's tefillin. The tefiris have to be b'rivua. It has to be the tefiris around the tefillin have to be a nice square. So if you see any little weird shape, you know, it doesn't look like a nice square to you, symmetrical square, it could be a shaila and you showed somebody. What? If anybody wants to bring in their tefillin next week, and I'll check them, I'm saying, feel free to bring it in. Maybe we'll do a tefillin check next week. If you want to bring your tefillin, just see if any shailas, you know, they don't bring it in. You also have to make sure that if you're a little leish and while you're davening, just like, you know, if you're walking around, you know, if you bump your tefillin, you could get like a little bit of a chip. That also, if that could ruin the reboot of the tefillin, the if you get a chip in the tefillin, also or the corners are bad. The ribu is also lachem shemesina of etzem bayis. So you have to make sure that it looks like a nice good square. And think, if any chip or anything, you have to make sure to show somebody that that's a shat. What are you asking? After the mervet, that part's okay. If it gets whatever, it's only the actual scare. Now there's another halacha which the Mishpur brings down, that the yud by the shayad has to stay attached to the bias, and you have to make sure that it doesn't fall off. So if you're kesher, if you don't, a lot of times if not so tight, it slides off. So what a lot of people do is they take a gear, they take something to tie it down in order that it doesn't fall out. If you have that problem, it's kedai that your yud is always falling off from your shayad. It's kedai to bring it to a sefer just to tie it together, that it doesn't come out.
Any string.
It's not ma'akev, but it's kedai to mark on it. I'm saying in the Mishrubim, it's on the Zayas, it's Vechomer, it's not ma'akev, but it's kedai, something which you have to be careful and you should do it.
It's also in the tefillin bag, it should be...
In the tefillin bag, also the header should be like that. I'm saying it's also like that. There's one thing which on a lot of, you can't really check this, just on the Shoresh, there's a Zach that there's supposed to be four separate batim. Now, a lot of times, when they're making the tefillin, they put glue in between the batim of the batim, and they glue it together. If it's glued all the way up, it can be a serious shaila, because it's supposed to be four separate batim. So the reason why they put the glue is after a while it starts coming apart, and it'll pass it. That's what they put glue in. So a lot of the cheaper ones, they put glue all the way to the top, and it could be a problem. Now, a lot, for sure, the old tefillin were for sure like that, and even the newer ones, if it's not moded to kapir, it could be a problem. So it's good that they got these things checked out. I tell you, my tefillin, when I got them checked out, I'm saying after I learned the sugya, like 70 years ago, but after I learned the sugya, and I brought the batim after, there's glue kamat most of the way up. I'm saying it's good. What is it? What? You can't check yourself. Now, that you have to go to down the block, Gitman. There's a Bata Macher Gitman. He's a famous Bata Macher. He does it for free. He'll check it for you, and if they're no good, he has a deal that you're not allowed to buy tefillin from him. So he should, if you pass your tefillin, you can't buy from him. That's his klaus. He's doing total lishma, and if you want to check it by him, you can check it by him for your charge. Fine. Okay, let's go more to the Hanachas tefillin. But if anyone wants to bring the tefillin, I'll take a quick look. I don't have any problem. Now, that's on Wednesday mitzvah tefillin. When you create tefillin, the mitzvah. Midaraisa, mitzvah say call yom. Really, it's a. You should check it. I'm saying if
so
this.
If they check, then does it rule on the actual
spin? No. They just stick a credit card or a knife. They just go a mashu, and they see if there's glue there. It doesn't pass that at all. I'm saying now, the really mitzvah tefillin is not. It's not a din of tefillah. I just people think. Some people think that tefillin is a din of davening. And if Chas v'Shalom, whatever, they miss davening or wherever it is, I'm saying, or they had a stomachache or whatever it is, it's nothing to do with that. Tefillin is really mitzvah the whole day. Now, in the olden days, they wore tefillin all day. The whole day, till the night, they wore tefillin. Mitzvah is really kol yom. Why nowadays, why don't we wear tefillin all day? What's the reason why? Because either Mitzvah Das or because maybe Shem Yafiach Ba, maybe a person with Haskan. The going is very mitzvah. That people who were about to the mitzvah, the going nicks, they wear tefillin the whole day. The people who have the minagagra, the real shock of going nicks. The going held to wear tefillin all day, and they take to wear it. I have a son of mine is one of these zikr schools. The menah wears tefillin all day, saying minagagron, and they wear tefillin all day. Now, why don't we wear tefillin? Shem yafiach, man. Maybe a past guest. Just a couple of days ago, the guy in front of me was diving, and yeah, I don't know. Real idea. A kapanim. The Issa Fach is a very chametic kazakh. The Isha Levram says, everyone knows, 12 falls on the floor, asalacha? You're supposed to fast, right? The Isha Levram says, Kolshkin v'koshkin, somebody's mafiach v'tolim, he has to fast. This is falling on the floor, it's in the Dindarbana. Mashen Kain, the Issa of mafiach and tefillin, the Isha Levram is done. There's a shaksari, it's sad that it's mamash, the Issa deraisa to mafiach and tefillin, and it's a very chametic kazakh, you have to be careful. So you have to be careful. Sometimes, okay, a person's zainus, you know what I mean? Like, right? I'm saying sometimes zainus, what can you do? I mean, Yeah. You have to understand, but you have to be careful to make sure when you're davening, you have a gufnaki, you go to davening before, and you have to make sure. And so what happens, Taka, if all of a sudden, like, whatever, you're about to be mafiach them, what should you do? If you have time to take it off, I take it off. If you don't have time to take it off, so the place will say, you should move it out of place. Now, if you realize you don't have time, so you just move your shorish out of place. If it's out of place, it's right. If it's like this, this kilo is not on you, and like that, that's the eighth kilo. If you're you know, in a tight spot, so you just move it over, right? Both. If you do both, whatever. First, you do shorish. Shorish is more American than shayad, but you should try to do both. Back upon him. Stating the initial avam, someone's mafiach l'tulin, has to fast now. Minik mizana zeh, copy all these fasting where the tulin falls on the floor, or you mafiach l'tulin the ma'isa. Minhageinu is not to, we don't fast, especially time of chum or learning. It's going to be about the Torah. The minik is the ma'isa you do, you know, you makabel to, you give some stalker, you makabel, you know, kind of steeper a little bit during Seder, something like that. I'm saying the minik, we don't fast the ma'isa. The ma'isa, we don't fast. You should give stalker and you should makabel something, you learn a little stalker, do something a little stalker, instead of fasting. Now, stomach, if somebody has a big stomach aches in the whole morning and he can't put on tefillin, so if he can put on first Shemana Esrei, put on Shemana Esrei, but if he partially he can't, I can want him to put on tefillin just for a second. I'm saying at least if you have some mitzvah tefillin, I'm saying mitzvah tefillin, if you do for a second, you have some mitzvah tefillin. So I can want him to put on at least for a second to be able to mitzvah tefillin. The other reason why we don't put on tefillin is because Hesach Adas. You're not supposed to be mitzvah Adas and tefillin. The Gemara says that the Gemara is supposed to always be filling your tefillin in order to make sure you're not misyach das, kav coming from the tzitz. There's also of hesach das and tefillin. Now, what does hesach das mean? What does it mean that hesach das? Doesn't mean that you think the whole time with tefillin. So the ikar hesach das is if you're skoiking kalas reish, if you're making jokes and you're kalas reish, that's the ikar iser. Stam is a thing about something else, lav dafka. That's considered as like that. Varai, in the olden days, right? They wore tefillin all day, right? The person went to work, right? So he worked with his tefillin on, right? So doing regular things, lav dafka is called as like that. The nice thing Mishabur says, it's something very kedai, that it's not kedai, you should be makbid not to say any devar b'tayim with tefillin. Not to speak any devar b'tayim with tefillin. Somebody asks you, whatever, saying, you know, speak about trips, speak about anything. You should only, when you have two lines, you're diving, learning Zahoyim. You shouldn't speak any Dvar B'Talim until. Now, many people, they shower in the morning before Shachar, so everyone's had a shir about Mutter, also what? They could then, yes, but also they say, like the olden days they did, but nowadays they're only worth filling during Krishma and Tfila, it's Kedai Nato. It's Kedai Nato. Now, a lot of people, there are people who shower before Shachar, we once had a shir about that, you know, when it's mutter, when it's aser. Just if somebody showers before Shachar and his hair is wet, or you go to the mikveh, whatever it is, and your hair is wet, and you're putting your tefillin, you're going to bring your tefillin over time. It's going to make the worst going to sink in, it's going to ruin the leather. So if you shower, go to the mikveh before Shachar, you have to make sure to dry your hair very, very well, otherwise, over time, your tefillin's going to get ruined. Now let's say somebody doesn't have tefillin, he doesn't have tefillin, and the minion starts. And if he waits, by the time he gets his tefillin, he's not going to be able to get tefillah v'tzibur. The shayla is what wins, tefillah v'tzibur, or davening with tefillin? What do you guys say? What? What do you say? Tefillah v'tzibur? Okay, so at least I hope that I'm keeping track, right? So I'm keeping track how many we all have. How many you have so far? Okay, very good. So I'll upon him, the Mishabur Paskins that tefillin beats tefillin b'tzibur. Tefillin is more clutch than tefillin b'tzibur. Tefillin is more mikra aden. Tefillin b'tzibur is also a grace of that. But upon him, the milo tefillin beats the milo of tefillin b'tzibur. What? What do you say? After it's not tefillah avada, no, then nobody davening. It's the shadow between avada and tefillah is the king. Now, where does everyone put on tefillin? Where do you guys put on your tefillin? In the Beis Medrash. Okay. What do you say? Okay. Now, Mechaber brings down really. Mishu is over Tal's Kotin, and Veshana Vinatun, the Beisoi, she put in your house. The Eich Lovish, with Tzitzis, the Mkutu, with tefillin, the Beis Knesses, Veshana Vinatun, the Beis Knesses, Mechaber says, they really should put tefillin in your house. walk from your house to the Beis Knesses. That's the ideal of putting a tefillin. The Zohar says in Gadol, it says the Machas Sharas and Lav you when you have tefillin. That's the ideal. Now, most people don't do this. There are really two reasons. Depends where you live. The difference whether you live in Chutz Laaretz or you live in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laaretz, the reason why people don't do it is because Lamaisa, we live in a Goyim, and you know, the Yid has to be a little bit sneeze. You know, you don't walk around with tefillin. You know, you don't walk up a pasture with tefillin. It depends where you live. I don't know. Maybe what's going. You know, maybe you have a place all Jewish. Maybe it's different. I'd say, but at least in America, most of the places wherever you live, you know, the Jews and the Arabs are side by side. I don't know why. Wherever you go, it's not just Eretz Yisrael, Farmer Park. Arabs right there, I'm saying. But Al Kapanim, you live in Benagoyim, so you know you don't flaunt. You know, that's why in Chutz Laaretz they don't do it. And Eretz Yisrael is a whole different reason, which this problem, you know, every place has their own problems, right? Eretz Yisrael, they don't have the problem, but Goyim, they have a different problem. The problem is Shabur brings down, if you're going through places which Mavois Hamatunafis, places where it smells, or garbages, or things like that, so over there it's not covered that your tefillin should be opposite those places. So in Yerushalayim, you do the there's always a lot of garbage outside, those green monsters always overflow, people throw the garbage on the floor, whatever it is, so therefore, it's not so practical really to where you're feeling outside in Yerushalayim either, because of all the places where it smells. But, the Mishmur brings down, what you should do is, you should put it in the chatzar of the Beis Medrash, not in the Beis Medrash. You put in the chatzar of the Beis Medrash, you should put the tefillin over there, and then you should walk into the Beis Medrash. You still get the mila of walking to shul with your tefillin. So whoever didn't do it till now, it's very good. You should put the tefillin in the Beis Medrash. You should put it in the hall of the Beis Medrash, and then you should go into the shul. What do you say?
You enter the shul less when you come back out.
You don't start. No. If you keep your tefillin in by your seat, you take your tefillin, you go out, you put it on, you come back in. Saying it's no,
it's not always
good
to put it down.
What do you say?
No, it's good to put it down.
What do you mean, right? You can find a place, I'm saying. You can knock it, I'm saying. What? You can figure out eight. Now, in terms of the order of tefillin, so what goes for the order is talis, shayad, and shorayz. Now, why we do talis before the tefillin? The mishmur is down. Ma'am, because I'm reading. Hasmah because of the reason, therefore that's how you do the talis and the tefillin. Now, this is not going to get you guys bad, but again, a couple of years. Let's say you bump into the tefillin before your talis. What goes first? Do you then put on the? This is a good one because I guess a problem. Okay, first place. What? Emor al mitzvahs. Oh, okay. Emor al mitzvahs. Therefore, you put on the tefillin before the talis. Now. Okay, so on the tefillin bag, everyone knows, you put your towels on top, and you put on the tefillin. What people don't know is, sometimes in the middle of davening, if you go to the bathroom, and you take off your towels and tefillin, so if you take your towels and tefillin, so you come in, let's say, here's the bathroom, come from here, and when you took it off, you put your towels over there, and you put the tefillin over here, so now your tefillin on the table in front of you, and you have to lean over to get your towels, so then you can have the same problem. So then you're going to first, that's called my beer. If you walk past it, that's also my beer. So when you go to the bathroom, you have to make sure that the talus should be in front of you when you get there, and so you shouldn't have the problem with inner and beyond mitzvahs. And if it's not in front of you, and if not, you put on the tefillin, and then you put on the talus.
It's not a new mitzvah.
What do you say?
A new kind of mitzvah.
It's a new mitzvah. You have to make a new bracha. When you come out of the bath, you have to make a new bracha. I'm saying, even if
it's
not.
In the case we
don't
make a new bracha, it's time to go off.
That's only inside the mitzvah, it's different. That's beside the bracha. That's inside the bracha. Now, just one kiddush, which it's a hachorah shevet lady, I don't know if you're old like this, but it depends when you go to the bathroom. So if you go to the bathroom, take it with tefillin, the child, you have to make a new bracha. Now, if you stop to take it with tefillin, why? Because you had to tell somebody something, right? We don't speak to them with tefillin. You want to take it with tefillin, then you're going to tell somebody something, you put it back on. So over there, you do not have to make another bracha. Why? If you took it off to put it back on, you have to put it back on, you don't have to make another bracha. The shahs, when you go to the bathroom, being in a bathroom is a place where you can't go on with tefillin. So over there, the achra, the mishnah brura is that you do have to make another bracha. But the Sheva Levi says, he makes the chilek. He says, if you're going into a bathroom which is just for katanim, not for gedalim, the Sheva Levi says, over there, the maaseh says, you don't have to make another bracha. Now, second, if you're going to a place for gedalim, over there, you do make another bracha. What do you put on only tefillin shorosh? Yeah. That you're not supposed to. I'm saying that's a big no-no. I'm saying you should take it off even to put on shayad. I'm saying you now have the tefillin shorosh on without the shayad.
So you take it off now. What's your problem?
If you took it off, so you do talus, yadarish. So put it down in the place where whatever. I'm saying you put it down and then whatever. So we have there. Fine. Now, this is filling sitting a stand. If an argument, right? Depends your side. Ashkenazi, one brachas, two brachas. Fine. Now, let's say after you find the tefillin shayad, there you're a little bit late, and all of a sudden you hear them answering Amin Eishmei Rabbi. So, shayad is should you answer Amin Eishmei Rabbi or not? What's that going to do? Oh, that one's never late. What? So the Chavis says, I'm nice, you shouldn't answer. In between the Shayal Sharosh, you're not allowed to be mafsik, you're not allowed to be mafsik with the Shayal Sharosh. If you're Kaz, do Shabarku, you don't answer it, and you don't say anything. The Shayal is also, in terms of hafsik, the Rosh speaks out, Marshall, a lot of people, they cover their Tulon Shayal with their shirt. Right? They cover it over. Shayal is, should you do that? After putting shayad, can you now cover the shayad? Or that's considered hafsik, and only because you should do it, you have to do it punch rice. Now, so Ramesha says that that would be considered a hafsik, and you know, after putting shayad, you shouldn't cover with your shirt. You should wait until after you put on the shal rice in order to cover it. Now, we put on the shayad, so you have to be careful that this is a big shayad. If you touch your arm over here, being that normally if you touch your arm, what's halacha? You have to wash your hands. It becomes a chasim. This is a big shayad by tefillin. Chasim says if you touch your hands, you have to wash your hands. But those have a limit schus. They want to say that being that it's a normal thing to do, but shayad is not tefillin, they say it's a limit schus that you don't have to. But it's something which could die to be nizern that they shouldn't touch your hand. What?
Same thing with the hair.
The hair is only scratching, so it's not so hard. If you just touch your hair, you don't have to wash your hands. So only if you scratch, rub your hands on the table and say, but it's something which could die. What do you say? And even if the chazan shows you after, you go either way. Saying, and the chazan shows you after, then that. Now you have to make sure also when you put in the shayad, make sure that you know your shirt that you put in the shayad, make sure your shirt sleeves rolled up nicely. And it's something to see people, you know. That when they put on the shayad, the shirt is a little bit underneath it, and might say that could be a chatzitza between the tefillin and the hair. You have to be careful of chatzitza. And in terms of chatzitzas, a very common shayla is you have to people take haircuts. So I would hope most people shower, but if you don't, and you still have like little pieces of hair in your head, so that gets into a big shayla that could be that's considered a chatzitza. That's a big shayla. I say any chaitzes, we don't say chaitzes. For my sake, always the best thing is you should take a shower. Thanks. It's kedai to wash your hair before the next morning. I'll stuff in between. If you have ink marks on your hand or something like that, so that the place will say is that's not considered chasitza, because ink marks is not used by mamashes. Therefore, you just rub it off. That's not considered chasitza. What about a watch? If you have your watch in your left hand and you're putting the tooth around it and you're putting it over your watch. So my Moshe Shlomich says that it's kedai to be nizer, it's roi to be nizer that the watch stops the krichus, and he says roi to you should put your watch on your right hand and on your left hand, whatever time which I pay you for too long. But my say it's kedai. What? What?
You have a leather strap.
You have what? Higher. I'm saying, but my say that it's kedai to watch. Now in terms of the. Are we running out of time? Just quickly, in terms of the mokim of the tefillin, I mean, that's for most people, whatever, just cause over pretty quickly. The shayad, so you make a muscle. When I was in eighth grade, so like Rebbe said, like he told us how to make tefillin, make a muscle. So I said, like, I don't have one. So he told me I should exercise a little bit. Okay, so I've done a little bit of exercise, but it's not so much better. Okay, so anyhow, so you start from the mokim where it starts going up, where the bone starts going up. That's where the mokim of the tefillin starts. Till halfway of your bone. There was the halfway of the muscle. There was the muscle ends. You have a better muscle. It goes like till, you know, where your muscle ends, it starts going up, right? It starts going up like right around there, right? See where it starts going up? Over there? It starts going down about all the way over there. So the first half, where it goes up, that's the Mishpura holds you. That's the Makat Tulon Shayat. The goyim holds, you get the whole arm. That's the psaka of the goyim. So the ma'aseh is like this. If you put it too low, you're vadi na'yotze. If you're part of the bias, a lot of people are nizam this. So you put your bias too low, below where the muscle starts, you're na'yotze. So it's always kedai just to move it up a little bit higher to make sure that it's mamash on the bone. And even if it's a little bit too high, you have the shittas going to be samechan. But you have to make sure that it's definitely not too low. Now, in terms of sharoish, so sharoish starts from your hairline. Your hairline is not telling where it is, you know, I have a receding hairline. Once upon a time, it's a little bit lower. But it starts where, when you were bar mitzvah, wherever your hairline was, and now where it is now. That also, you see a lot of times people understand this. If you put it a little bit too low, by the sharoish, what's the halacha? You're not yotze. So exactly, if you put it a little bit below the hairline, you're not yotze. By the sharoish, the Gemara says, it's the mokim and the sharoish have two. To have two tefillins. And it was really the height of the tefillin goes from here all the way to like half your head. I'm saying. So it's always kedai to put a little bit higher to make sure it doesn't go any further. A lot of times you see like the older men, whatever you see, like they have the tefillin like have a little down, and like, you know, especially the you know, it's a shame. But so it's always kedai to put a little bit higher as opposed to a little bit lower. Now in the back, this also I think the front I think was we would know, but the back is the place in the back where the kesher is supposed to be also has to be bnei nacha. Just like it's in front of your eyes, bnei nacha in the front, it's also in the back has to be bnei nacha. If you'd have the kesher not symmetrical and it's not bnei nacha, it's not between your eyes and the back, it can also be ma'akev. So you have to make sure that it's symmetrical, it's bnei nacha over here, bnei nacha over here. Now, how high up should the kesher be? So the chachila should be by the bone, around there by the bone, but it should be by the bone, but if it's lower down, I'm saying you eat so long as it's on your hair. But it's better for it to be higher up. It should be higher up by the bone. So I'm saying one story with the Holocaust. After the Holocaust, Liz Yudel, Liz Silver, he met the older person somebody. He went off the derech. So the guy told him he went off the derech. He was in Auschwitz, and somebody smuggled in a pair of tefillin. And people lined up and said, I'm only giving you the tefillin if you're willing to give your daily ration. 100 people lined up, and he took from all the 100 people, he took the daily ration. He said, how could a Jew do such a thing? He's walking a prayer of tefillin, and he doesn't give it out. He only gives that. People give that food. People have no food. So Liz told him, look the other way around. Do 100 people willing to be Mason Nefesh, you know, to give their food in order to put on tefillin.